Welcome back to another episode of the Uncaged podcast. This is episode 15, and today we're going to talk about something that's actually really important that we don't give enough merit to, which is self-talk. Now, words matter. And the most important words that matter the most are the ones that we say to ourselves. So if you wake up in the morning and all you've got to say is negative things, your opinions about yourself or the day that's ahead, and they're all negative, you can bet that it's going to be a negative day, one of those days that are draining, you're feeling crappy, and your energy is just teetering off slowly, and you crash early. So then what do? You reach for some kind of energy source, which is probably overstimulation of coffee or something else, or even just trying to figure out how to boost your mood, which will end up leading into other things that just aren't very supportive. We've all got opinions, and usually we've got the strongest opinions about who we are and about ourselves. Something that is really challenging, and at one point I thought was unchangeable, is the beliefs we have about ourselves and the story we say about ourselves to ourselves. Bit of a mouthful there. What I'm trying to say is, if you are constantly reinforcing this story that you don't prefer, or the negative story, just know that that story was made by you. That story was created from some kind of emotion or experience, and you've stacked it over time, and now you have this picture of who you are, what you're capable of, and your potential overall. So when we look at these things that we say about ourselves, when we finally take the moment to pay attention to the opinion we have about ourselves, that's going to leave the writing on the wall of exactly why the outcomes in life that we achieve occur. And if you want to achieve something more than you're currently achieving, sometimes all it takes is to change the story we tell ourselves about ourselves. All the previous episodes I've spoken about on different topics, different methods, ideas around habits, is all coming to this area, because a lot of people seem to not believe in themselves, which does my head in. Because in the end, we all have equal opportunity. We all have the same paths in front of us, whether we can see them or not. People who have achieved things in this life that are successful, they have really, really good beliefs and stories about their ability to achieve things. So the biggest point that I want to push forward today is a reminder. I'm not trying to give you anything that's crazy or new. I just want to give you this reminder, is that if you repeat the same story and you're currently in an outcome in your life and with yourself that you don't prefer and don't like, and you feel shitty about it, we need to take a look at what we've been saying about ourselves in our own head. And just remember, the more that we repeat these things, the more they become real for us. And they define our actions, because we're allowing that story to run everything in our perspective, that we how we see the world. Let me give you a couple of examples from my own experience. I used to repeat over and over and over again to myself that I cannot speak publicly. I cannot speak with conviction. Oh, I'm afraid of this when it comes to engaging in front of a group, or just even putting my opinion out like this, because it is all opinions. But what I search for the most inside most things is the truth. Now, back before I started doing a podcast or running a business and doing group classes and speaking in front of teams, whatever it may be, I would be terrified of failing and embarrassing myself in front of people and just being seen a different way than I wanted to be seen. So therefore, I paralyzed myself of fear, all because I just believed to myself that I wasn't good at doing the task. I believed it so much that I would repeat to myself, I can't public speak. I can't run a business, because if I fail, I'm going to be embarrassed. All of these things stack up and they stop you in your tracks. And I really, really want to push forward that this is all smoke screens created by ourselves. Because I can tell you right now, if I didn't address these stories I say to myself, these beliefs that I had written and repeated daily to myself, I couldn't have started a business. I couldn't have got out of debt. I couldn't have changed my whole entire life until I changed the story about myself. Here's something that really helped me when it came to the changing that story and what I could actually put in place as a momentum builder, something I could stack upon with the when it comes to the story about myself. And I took this from Tom Bilyeu, who is the creator of Quest Bar, if you ever wanted to know that. He's now sold that on anyway, but he created Quest Bar. Something he said when I used to watch his podcast, instead of all of the negative stories we tell ourselves, put in place that I'm the learner. I'm not an expert. I'm a learner. I'm practicing whatever I'm doing. So every time you go into something, you can actually remove the performance anxiety you feel when it comes to trying something new, acting in front of someone else or a group, speaking at all in any way. You can put that in place and say, I'm the learner. I'm practicing this activity. And if I fail, I learn. It's simple, but super effective. And I found it to be something that literally changed my life. Because upon that, I was able to then go into things and go, all right, if I don't have the perfection chasing trait where if it's not perfect, I'm not going to do it. If it's not exact, I'm going to be pissed off and angry. I'm able to keep the perspective that I am just practicing. I'm constantly just practicing. Right now, I'm practicing. And 9 times out of 10, it's off the cuff. So I'm practicing being off the cuff. And hopefully, as I go, things get better. And I put trust in that. But repetition is key. Because then that way, I'm going to figure out what works, what doesn't work. And eventually, I'm going to be good at it. But right now, I'm just in the groundwork of being the learner. I'm learning from my experiences. And holding that perspective changed everything, which then eventually built the confidence on top of it because I figured out, wow, look at that. I did the thing with that perspective and let's say I failed or I can learn from it. I take the information of the failure or something that I fumbled with or whatever it is and I learned from it. Then my next time, the next time I did the action, I applied the lesson from that perspective. There was a problem. I took it on board. Now I passed it forward in my next experience to try again and put the new action forward. All right, I'll give you some real talk because I love real talk. If you know that the self-talk that plays in your head every day isn't exactly where it could be, and it's something that's actually a hindrance to your progress, what you need to also know is that when you have those stories set, excuses follow that justify that story of why it is not changeable, which is a lie. Because remember, you created the story in the first place. And this is the problem I have with the root cause of the self-talk quality that we have towards ourselves. Some of the biggest things that I see all the time, and I only know how to recognize these because I had to face them myself, is the excuses we make when it comes to these things. We want to validate them and justify them as strongly as possible as truth, because to you, they are true. You might go, it's impossible to do that thing that I want to do because I have no time. But that's just a story you've told yourself, that you have no time. If you looked at your calendar, are you really that busy? Or are you just trying to fill in all the gaps with this idea that you have no time and now you cannot achieve it? Because I can tell you right now, I guarantee you're not actually that busy. The average person is not that busy, but we will find a way to validate the story that we tell ourselves every day, which leaves us paralyzed under that perspective. And we can no longer do the thing we truly wanted to do. So then what does that lead to? We get a little bit annoyed, frustrated that, oh, it's just not for me. I'm just not that guy. I'm just not that girl. I'm not going to be able to do it, because I've literally told myself I haven't got the foundation set up in my story to put self-belief in within myself to achieve it. So watch what you say to yourself. Watch out for what you say to yourself, because those words are creating how you feel. They create the path you see in front of you, even if someone else sees a different path. Every time you put yourself down, or you stop yourself in your tracks because of that story that you tell yourself, that self-talk that's not supportive, you're putting yourself down saying, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, I lack confidence, I just don't believe in myself. Those things become real because they're repeated by you over and over and over again. And I know how fast the change is. I've seen it so many times with some of my clients. When you point it out, when they see it finally, I could point it out 1,000 times, but it's not going to matter until they recognize it and it all becomes clear that, wow, the whole time I've been stopping myself because I believed I couldn't. I believed I couldn't do it. I believed I wasn't enough. I believed I wasn't worthy. And then they start to see, they ask the question like, what can I do? And then the new actions show up. I'm going to try and push myself. All right, let's go. Push themselves. And then they see that they had so much more in the tank, all because they changed their perspective of that self-talk. No longer listened to the old stories that they were telling themselves. And like previous episodes, all of these things become habits. And that's why self-talk is repeated. Sometimes we just get so used to being in autopilot that we repeat these things without even really meaning it. But because we're saying it and repeating it over and over again, we're going to pay attention to our own self-talk and the beliefs we have about ourselves. And the ability to catch yourself in the act is when you change the habits and rewire your whole perspective of the world around you and yourself. But until this happens, nothing will change. It will be the same. It will be the same. And then when it's the same, you get bored and annoyed and frustrated, and you go, well, now I'm bloody jealous of that guy. Now I'm jealous of this thing that's someone else achieved, and I couldn't achieve it, because you see the potential that you chose to not chase. Because we all have the exact same amount of potential, opportunity, ability to do all of these things. But what is it that separates someone who's doing it and someone who is not, even if they want it? It is the self-talk, because that's going to lead to the foundation of the discipline and habits it takes to achieve the outcome. And my favorite part about being a coach for people is I like to have fun. That's great. We all like to have a good laugh, but when it gets down to it, I want to know what someone wants. The moment I know what someone wants, I can hold them to the actions it takes to reach that goal. And then I'm watching every single action they do. And if it doesn't align with the goal that they told me they wanted, it's not my goal, it's what they want. I can say, hey, you know, that actually doesn't align. You know that you're quitting on the opportunity to achieve that goal in that moment, and you can start to pull them up. It's my favorite part about coaching, because the more that is happening, the more we have someone around us that's pushing us to look at the things that are stopping us, we can shorten how long it takes to reach that goal. We can shorten how long it takes to change the beliefs about ourselves, because you'll learn to recognize it faster. But sometimes we don't have someone around us to do that. So we have to bank on ourselves. Now, this is challenging. If you're by yourself and you're having to face these things that you'd prefer not to talk about to others, and you're just going to go you versus you, which I respect a lot, it's hard. It's really, really hard. But I tell you what, it's not impossible. And there's things you can do daily that make the difference. Foundational things like getting to know your self-talk, like I said before, maybe write it down. Like I've said in other episodes, write it down, look at it so you become aware of it, And then notice when you say them, what makes you say them. If you're about to go and try and achieve something that you haven't done before and you get those same thoughts, remove that story that stops you, that makes you second guess your ability, and put something in place that empowers you. I'm gonna try anyway. I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm literally gonna not quit until I've achieved it. What that does is it reinforces an inspiration within you that eventually you're gonna get it. It might not be straight away, because 9 times out of 10, things that are worth it are very challenging. And you're gonna have to keep fighting and keep fighting until you achieve it. There is no secret to all of these things. It is the effort that we put in. I've said this so many times, even just this week, and it's only Wednesday, to clients, that to achieve what you want, increase your effort and attention towards what it takes to reach that goal. And do it daily, be consistent, and do not quit on yourself. Now, on the backside of that, if you do quit on yourself and you've just got yourself to rely on, be real with yourself. Don't dance around and justify validating your actions. Be real. Tell yourself, yo, what the heck are you doing? Once you've recognized that you've fallen off, get back on as soon as possible. Start changing your energy. Build up that mindset again. Push to the point that you overcome the old story and habits and programs that have kept you at bay and are now elevating you back to that point where you can start to walk the path towards the goal. It is that simple, only it is not easy, because you're going to be dealing with emotion. You're going to be dealing with old habits. You're going to be faced with fears. All of these things are the same for everybody, but it is how we react when those things come up that matter the most. So at the root cause of all of these things, a really good tool, which is the whole name of this episode, being self-talk, is build the foundation for yourself to lean on strong self-talk. What do you want? How do you want to be carrying yourself every day? What kind of things do you want to be focused on? Your attention. All of these things matter, because they build the foundation for you to then build upon with new skills, like catching yourself in the act when you fall off, all of the old skills that I've laid out in this podcast. Changing that self-talk makes the biggest difference, in my opinion, because it has been my experience. And when you address it, it is the game changer. You no longer give in to the fear of judgment, the fear of failure, not being worthy enough to do this thing that everyone has the same opportunity to do. So my goal with this episode is, do it. Actually put yourself out there. What have you got to lose? You literally know what it's like to fail. You know what it's like to quit. You know what it's like to put things on the back burner and keep procrastinating further and further and further until you realize, shit, time's gone past. It's been 6 months now that I said I wanted the thing and I've done nothing to it, because I've given in to the same old excuses, justifications, and the self-talk that I tell myself, that I'm just not that guy. I can't do that. Sorry. This is just how it is. So maybe one day when the traffic light's green, I'll maybe take that step. But hopefully someone lays out the whole path for me so it's easy. It's very rare that that's going to occur for anybody. And if you wait, it's not going to happen. So don't wait. Take the action. Do the work it takes. Set yourself the strongest foundation possible to inspire you daily, even when you don't want to do it. It's 9 times out of 10, along the way, when you're being super consistent, you're not going to want to do it. It's like I've had a lot of clients at the moment, which is actually really crazy, because it's all been this week, that have been wanting to do 75 hard, or they're doing it, or they're in it, or about to start it. And I'm like, you really understand what you're doing, yeah? You know what is about to occur. It's not so much that you've got 2 45-minute workouts, you've got to drink a certain amount of water, nutrition, all these things, reading a book. It is the consistency aspect. Are you prepared for the day that you feel like shit? What are you banking on that's going to help propel you forward when you don't want to do it? Because those days are guaranteed. Life happens. This is how it goes. So if you can have a strong foundation, when you meet those difficulties or those days where you just cannot be fucked at all, where you literally just do not want to do it anymore and you want to quit, you bet that a strong foundational self-talk of a set of beliefs that you put towards yourself is the thing that's going to push you forward and make you get through those harder times and to the good times. And then you'll have a trust that you will always be able to get through those days, the hard days, because that is where most people quit. And I play this on my own mind. The days that are the hardest, where I don't want to show up for myself and others, where I just can't be bothered and I'm feeling negative and shitty or tired, whatever it is, I know that right there is when people quit. And that's why I've put the mindset forward for myself that I am not like that, because it's too easy to chase comfort. It's too easy to just give up on yourself. And if you push forward and don't tolerate it, and regardless of how you feel, you know what you want overall. You know how comfort feels. You've had plenty of it. The more you push past, true comfort, true happiness is in the progress. Feeling inspired by your own actions is a feeling that I don't even know how to replicate, because you have pride. You feel amazing. And it is something that is unmatched, in my opinion. Doing the work, making the outcome occur that you wanted in the first place, that you set out to achieve, and then you go and do it, it is something that is unmatched. So be the person that will look out for you. Be that person for yourself. Keeping yourself accountable is possible. Yes, it's challenging, but it is bloody worth it. And you will no longer have to worry about disappointing yourself when you build this discipline muscle, all from a tool of changing your self-talk and the beliefs that you have about yourself and your ability to do things. So this is a short and sweet episode. Take it on board. Let this be a reminder to you that you can do it, that you're going to recognize the self-talk that stops you, and that you're going to change it and put something with your own conscious effort in place so you can build the habit of a new story, one that inspires you, one that energizes you, one that pushes you through the days where you literally do not want to do anything. And that is when change happens fast. That is when you start to gain self-respect and confidence, and people recognize that. People will see it and go, whoa, man, you've changed. You've changed. What have you changed? Is it a new haircut? What is it? That's the difference. Take it on board. Episode 15, self-talk. Change it. Put the one you want in. And let's get it. I'll see you on the next one.